It's the 17th of November. I'm David Clark, and here's your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An amendment to the King's speech on Wednesday regarding the need for ceasefire in the Palestinian territory of Gaza was defeated by 169 votes. Three county representatives in the House of Commons all voted differently. New Mid Bedfordshire MP Alistair Stratham passed on his opportunity to make his opinion known. Richard Fuller, the MP for North East Bedfordshire, opted against the cessation of hostilities and directly along the Conservative Party line. Mohammed Yassin, the Bedford and Kempston MP, voted for a pause in the fighting in opposition to the Labour Party's official stance voiced by its leader, Sir Keir Starmer. So far, Israel's military response to the attack by Hamas on the 7th of October has resulted in the deaths of around 11,000 Palestinians and almost half that number being children. Bedford does not have a bedbug infestation problem, despite national media reports of a rise in activity across the UK. The borough's pest control team has not registered an increase in cases within the last 11 months. A 22-year veteran of the Royal Air Force from Bedford, George Tunnicliffe, never fails to pay his respects at Woburn Cenotaph, in remembrance of those who served in Britain's wars. The Richmond Manor care home resident entered the RAF when he was just 18 years old. He spent the 11th of November with his wife Joyce at the monument. The 88-year-old Mr. Tunnicliffe said, "We must remember those who sacrificed their lives, but also those brave people serving today." Hayley Isaac of Shillington has won the Decorate Your Door This Autumn competition, sponsored by Hitchin Garden Centre. Ms. Isaac, who decorates her door every year, received a gift card award from British Garden Centres. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.